Hey everyone. So you know how we're always talking about the future of AI and what it could mean for, well, basically everything.
It's hard not to, right?
For real. But today, we're diving into something that could actually make those AI dreams a reality. We're talking Solana and the whole DePIN revolution.
And more specifically, how it's shaking things up for anything that needs serious computing power, AI, creative tech, you name it.
Yeah, it's all about GPUs today, people. And not just any GPUs, but a whole network of them, all decentralized. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's break it down. What exactly are DePINs, and why should we even care?
So imagine this. You're working on some groundbreaking AI project,
Okay, I'm imagining it.
but you're stuck because you need a ridiculous amount of computing power, like way more than your average laptop can handle.
Been there.
Right. It's a huge limitation. And that's where DePINs, or decentralized physical infrastructure networks,
Yeah.
come in. It's like the Airbnb of computing power, basically,
Yeah.
instead of everyone needing their own expensive, super-powered hardware.
You're tapping into this shared network of resources.
Exactly. And it's all coordinated to the blockchain.
Okay, so kind of like a global, decentralized supercomputer anyone can access.
Pretty much. And that's where Solana comes in.
Right, because we were talking about Solana, and I know it's a blockchain, but what makes it so special for this whole DePIN thing?
Speed and scalability, mainly.
Those are kind of Solana's things, right?
Okay.
Like, I know it's known for being fast and handling a lot of transactions.
Exactly. And those are super important factors when you're talking about a network that's constantly buzzing with requests for GPU power.
Makes sense. So Solana is kind of like the high-speed internet connection of the DePIN world.
I like that analogy. It's the perfect foundation for this kind of revolutionary technology.
Awesome. So the article I sent over mentioned these three major players in the Solana DePIN space: Render Network, Nosana, and Ionet. They called them the big three, and each one tackles this whole decentralized GPU thing a bit differently. What's the story there?
Yeah, the big three are a great example of how much diversity there is in this space, even though it's still early days. Let's start with Render Network. They're all about democratizing high-end rendering.
So, like making it easier for people to create those crazy realistic 3D graphics, animations, all that stuff.
Exactly. And I'm talking Hollywood-level stuff, not just your average YouTube animation. Think VFX, product design, architectural visualization, things that used to require massive, expensive studios are now becoming accessible to anyone with an internet connection.
That's pretty wild. And the fact that they just got that $30 million in funding shows that people are taking this seriously.
No kidding. That's a serious vote of confidence.
It's not just some small-time operation.
Right. This is a sign that the DePIN concept is attracting some serious attention.
So we've got Render Network for the visual artists. What about Nosana? I saw that they're doing some cool stuff with AI inference models. Now that sounds a bit more on the technical side. Can you break that down for me?
Yeah, so imagine you've trained your AI to do something like recognize different types of birds.
Okay, I'm picturing a bird identifying AI.
Now, that training process, it takes a ton of computing power. But once the AI knows its stuff, when you show it a new bird and it instantly tells you what kind it is, that's inference, the actual thinking part. And that's where Nosana comes in. They're providing the decentralized GPU power specifically optimized for this inference stage.
Oh, interesting. So they're like the brains behind the operation, making sure all those AI models we're building can actually, well, think.
Exactly. And here's the best part. They're doing it for way cheaper than traditional cloud-based solutions, which is a game changer for AI developers, especially smaller teams or startups.
Right, because cloud computing costs can really add up.
Tell me about it. But with Nosana, you're not just paying for the processing power, you're tapping into this decentralized network, which is inherently more efficient and cost-effective.
Got it. So Render Network is giving artists access to powerful rendering. Nosana is making AI smarter and more accessible. Who's left? Ionet, right?
Yep, and they're kind of like the heavy lifters of the group, focused on providing massive amounts of decentralized GPU power specifically for training AI. We're talking about the kind of computing muscle needed to develop the next generation of AI, the kind that could revolutionize healthcare, transportation, pretty much anything you can imagine.
Wow. Okay. So Ionet is all about pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
You got it. And what's really cool is that just like Nosana is making AI inference more accessible, Ionet is doing the same for AI training. By tapping into underutilized GPU power around the world, they're making it possible for anyone with a great idea to contribute to the AI revolution.
So this is pretty big news if you're into AI, right? I mean, the average person might actually have access to this kind of power now.
It's a really exciting time to be interested in AI, that's for sure. With projects like these popping up on Solana, those barriers to entry are crumbling, and who knows what kind of incredible innovations we'll see as a result.
Okay, so we've got these big players changing the game for developers and artists, but here's where it gets really interesting, and I think this will hit home for a lot of people, especially if you're into, well, anything creative. Ever use Canva?
Canva. Yeah, who hasn't? I feel like everyone and their grandma uses Canva these days.
For real, it's everywhere, right? And what if I told you that Canva is already being powered by Depends, kind of behind the scenes?
Wait, really? I think I remember that from the article, but I didn't quite put it all together.
It's pretty subtle, but it's there. It's all thanks to this company, Leonardo AI. They make some really cool AI-powered tools for Canva. You know, like those AI image generators and stuff?
Okay, yeah, I've seen those. So you're saying Leonardo AI is using Depends to power those tools?
Exactly. They're partnered up with INET, remember them? The big GPU network guy?
Okay, yeah, INET, the heavy lifters. Got it.
Yeah, so someone could be using Canva to, like, whip up a logo for their Etsy shop, and without even realizing it, they're tapping into this whole decentralized network of computers. It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
It really is. It's like the pins are becoming this kind of invisible backbone of the internet, making everything faster and more efficient.
More accessible too, right? It's like you don't need to know how the tech works to benefit from it. It just works.
It's like that with a lot of tech though, isn't it? Like, I don't need to understand how my phone works to send a text message. And that's what makes this Canva connection so interesting. It shows that Depends aren't just this abstract concept anymore. It's already happening, and it's quietly changing the way we experience the internet on a daily basis.
It reminds me of that whole cloud computing thing a few years back. I remember when the cloud was this weird new thing, but then suddenly everyone's storing their photos and files on it without even thinking twice.
And now we can't imagine life without the cloud.
Exactly. It just kind of snuck up on us. And it feels like Depends could be headed in the same direction, especially with examples like Canva popping up. It's like Depends aren't just for techies anymore. It's going mainstream.
Definitely. And the potential impact is huge. Think about it. If access to computing power becomes as easy as, say, getting online, who knows what kind of amazing things people will create?
It's pretty exciting to think about. So, to sum things up for our listeners, the Solana Depend ecosystem is not just some fad. These projects, Render, Nosana, IONET, they're not just for tech insiders. This is stuff that has the potential to change the way we create, the way we work, even the way we experience the internet. And it's happening right now, whether we realize it or not.
Exactly. And those are just a few examples. There are tons of other Depend projects popping up all the time, all tackling different challenges and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And as more and more people contribute their idle computing power to these networks, Depends are only going to become more powerful, more efficient, and more accessible, which is really exciting.
It's like we're collectively building this massive, distributed supercomputer, all powered by the people. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, I want to leave everyone with one final thought. It really makes you think, doesn't it? Like, we started with this whole Depend thing, which, let's be honest, sounds kind of techy and maybe even a little bit intimidating at first.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those buzzword of the day kind of things.
Totally. But then we're talking about Canva, which, let's face it, everyone and their dog uses. It's everywhere.
And most people probably have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes it so fascinating. This really complex tech is quietly changing the way we experience the internet. And we're barely even aware of it. But that's kind of how these things happen, right? It starts small and suddenly, bam, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like the internet itself, right?
Yeah.
I remember when having a website was this big deal.
Oh, totally. And now it's like if you don't have a website, you basically don't exist.
Exactly. And look, we could sit here and speculate all day about what the future holds, but I think the main takeaway is that dividends have that same kind of transformative potential. And it's already happening.
So last thought, and I want everyone listening to really try to wrap their heads around this. What would a world powered by this kind of decentralized computing power actually look like?
Yeah, it's a big question. How would it change the way we work? How would it change the way we create? How would it change the way we think about technology?
Those are some seriously big questions. But hey, that's what these deep dives are all about, right? Getting those brain juices flowing. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those big questions, and keep diving deep into the future because it's coming whether we're ready or not.